right, folks, Booze and Banter Friday. Put a wig on for BM. I don't even know if BM's here yet, but what the hell? Just kind of one of those days. Hey, Joan, good to see you. For those of you tuning in the first time, I don't have hair, but I just figured I'd put this on. Kind of got the, yeah, you're north of Minneapolis, Gubdig. Okay, good deal. I grew up in Rochester. Glad to be with you guys. Scotland, what's up? What's up? This thing may come off by the end. Drew will tell us how we're screwed. That's true, Yuki Tech. That's true. See, I'm getting hair on the microphone, all of that. All right, but here we are. It's Booze and Banter Friday. We did it. We made it through the week. Thank God. There was some rough stuff out there. We're charting, right? Don't you love the mullet? I wish I could grow a mullet for real. I could. It just would have a huge spot in between, but we're going to try and keep it light today. Like, as you noticed, we didn't start the show the way we normally did. We just dove right into Booze and Banter because what the hell? It's just that's the way we wrap the week. If you're tuning in for the first time, also, like I said, I don't normally have hair, but this is the way we wrap the week here on my program. We have a drink. Doesn't have to be alcohol. I happen to be doing gin, as you guys know, I like it all, but I'm doing a gin. We wrap the week this way. Just try and finish it off in a low-key way. Are we going to talk about some serious stuff? Yes, we are, but it's going to be fun. It's not going to be very structured. And then back on Monday for you new listeners or viewers, we'll be, you know, full stretch, full shows, tons of stories, tons of that. But it is time to have a drink. So pour one if you don't have one. For those listening on the podcast, reminder, real quick, you need to come over to, because we will put this out as a podcast. It'll be a little bit more confusing, less structured for them. But you need to come over to YouTube, Rumble, or Facebook, where we do this live. We do the show live every day, 3 p.m. Eastern, and then Booze and Banter Fridays. Definitely the only way to consume it, at least visually, is on one of those platforms. And we don't encourage you, by the way, to drink and drive, so don't listen to the podcast and have a drink at the same time. But before we loosen up, before we get into a couple stories, I've got two or three picked. We're going to get a couple sponsor reads in, and then we'll get heavy into questions and comments. I do want to send, I tweeted about this too, and hopefully you guys are coming from the same spot. My thoughts and prayers with those who lost loved ones last night in Indianapolis. Sick thing that happened. We all should hate it when this happens. It should not be politicized. Just a horrific scene. Sad stuff. Sad stuff. One victim who was trying to get to his or her car, I don't remember the gender, trying to get to their car to retrieve their own firearm to stop this and was killed in the process. Just the whole thing. Shameful, so sad. Mia, yes, it is a wig. It's definitely a wig. I've got blonde hair, even though I've got a red beard, it's confusing. But I've got blonde hair and I'm very bald. Very bald. Wish that person would have been allowed to carry that firearm inside. Maybe they could have stopped it. They certainly could have had a shot too. But let's move on to some good news. There was Pam was asking what happened. There was a shooting. I think it's 8 people dead in Indianapolis overnight at a FedEx facility. Shooter killed himself in the end from what I gather. There's also something happening and developing right now in Times Square with a shooter who was caught, or someone who was caught. They did not inflict any harm, thank God, but had a bunch of stuff on them. We'll see what happens. Sharon, you're welcome. Happy to make the, you know, I bring you so much bad news throughout the week. I figure this wig maybe can lighten it up as we finish off. But there is some good news. So let's start there. Idaho's governor has said, as I lose my IFB, Idaho's governor has said that there's no more mask mandate, that they are banned. Masks are banned in the state of Idaho. That's friggin' awesome. I love it. New Hampshire, Drew Dirt, Randy says, I love it. That's a good name. New Hampshire also lifting their mask mandate. They didn't ban masks, so it could come back, sure. But New Hampshire lifted the mask mandate. So there's more states getting back to normal, more people getting back to freedom, and good for them. Man, you know, they didn't come in as strong as Idaho or some of the other states saying, hell no, we're not doing this, and you can't make people do this. But I just love it. I love seeing people have the freedom that we've had here in Florida, have the freedom that people have had in Texas and South Dakota, wherever. There's plenty of places that are more free than a lot of the other states out there. Also, at the state level, Two more points on states. Arizona House and Senate passed a bill that will require parental permission for a child to be taught anything about sexual orientation and or gender identity. Now, are they still going to get stuff through? Sure. Is there still social media, the internet? Of course. But I love this. I love common sense things. We're saying, you know what? We're going to stop this big machine. We can't stop everything that's happening in the world. We can't stop all of the insanity. But we can protect our kids, and we can stop at what level it reaches them or control it as best as we can. And I can tell you what, I mean, we're still in a great county. Much of Florida's education is rock solid. So I still feel good, and my kids are younger, so it's easier to have them in public schools. But the day that people start talking about that in the younger grades, which it's coming down to, is the day you should be pulling your kids out of there. Don't let them confuse them with that. They've got so much. Think of how different this world is. It used to be chill, carefree. This used to be an in-style hairdo. It used to be awesome. 80s music, leg warmers. It was amazing. Now, it is just a train wreck. And raising your kids in it's hard. So they're already facing that. So don't let these schools feed crap into them. Hey, Kathy, happy Friday to you as well. Agenda-free TVs in Florida, I think. He's covered the shooting. I'll have to check that out. Chad Bonk, let's get into this question. I've got some other questions that we'll get to. I've got a couple other things I want to share with you that might spawn some questions. But Chad says, hey, Drew, real serious question, because I was getting worried not seeing the promo for today earlier like I do. Do you have a backup to reach us in case ScrewTube, talking to you, YouTube, decides to clamp down even harder on us and you? Look, that's inevitable. They might as well now. Thank God you're here, the people who are on YouTube that are participating in the chat, watching the show right now. But they are doing everything that, like I said yesterday, we did the same amount of views last month in the little report they sent me that we used to do in a couple hours. It's insane. So it's only going that way. There's people whose channels who have been taken off. There's people, look, who are crazy and that technically do break community guidelines. I'm still not down with the way that YouTube does that. But there's channels that have done nothing wrong, have had no strikes, that are taken away. So it's highly probable that'll happen here. Highly probable. Emmy, what's with the wig? I don't know. I was joking about wigs the other day because I've got a bunch. BM was laughing about it. And I ended up putting one on before the show, and this is what we're doing today. This is how we're finishing Friday. Hopefully you've got a drink to go along with it. I know it's not a great sightly thing, but my face isn't sightly in the first place, so you throw this wig on, it's all it can do is help. But getting back to the root of your question, Chad, what's the plan? The plan is this, guys. You've got to. I you don't have to. I ask you, I implore you to please go to drewberkwist.com, and I'll put the thing up on the bottom here. Go to drewberkwist.com and sign up for the newsletter. Because we are actively trying to come up with plans to change and pivot and be ready for all that's coming. Stuff that we anticipate coming and stuff that we don't anticipate coming, like being deplatformed by YouTube or what have you. So it is the best way. Obviously, follow us on all the social media. So if one goes away, you can get an update. You know, you could be watching on Facebook or Rumble right now. Same goes for you there. If you're there, subscribe over on YouTube. Subscribe over here. But the best place to do it, I tell you this every day, not just because I want your traffic on the website, I do, but because it is the only way that we can really communicate. So drewberkwist.com, on the homepage, there's a way to subscribe, sign up for the newsletter. You put your email in there. We will send you announcements. If something like that happens, we'll say, hey, here's the deal. We are going here. Here's how to find us. Here's where to do it. All of that. So please, that's a great question, Chad. I appreciate you asking. Ronnie Mateo, Drew's the new Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Hey-o! Miss that guy. I miss wrestling like that. Bravo, Tango Shepherd. Holy shit. How the hell have you been? Hey, Scott. Jill, we're talking about that. There's a bunch of things we're talking about. Making an app was her question. Randy, I used to be on Blaze TV. Great people over there. We left amicably. there was a reason for it, but I'm not going to get into that. I haven't had that much to drink. But it wasn't my decision, but it wasn't theirs either. Long story, but love them. It's possible. It's possible. It's kind of nice being a free agent though, because you don't have to answer anybody. Bravo Tango Shepherd. So glad to have you back, man. So glad to have you back. I was thinking about you the other day, wondering where the hell you've been, what I'd done to you. But I'm so glad to see you back here. Tracy Ireland, finally get to catch a live show. Hi, Drew, watching from Florida. Hey, Tracy, I'm in Florida too. So glad you're here. Thanks for putting up with my wig today. All right, guys, going to get to a couple things here and then take your questions. So be sending in your questions and comments now so we can get to them. I'll try and get to them as much as I can. Bravo Tango, you've been out in the woods. Good for you, man. But first, give some love to Mammoth Nation, who helped make all of this possible. Mammoth Nation is America's conservative discount club. They are on a mission to keep this country great. Stick to the Constitution, your Second Amendment. They support our law enforcement, our military. It's better than a donation to a PAC or a candidate. They take the guesswork out for you. And in return, you get discounts on all sorts of amazing products and services, stuff that you're already paying for now, whether it's wireless, internet, insurance, medications, all sorts of other products that you need and want. So check it out. It's mammothnation.com. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flag, some other goodies just for signing up. Again, it's mammothnation.com. Join the fight. All right. So, again, booze and banter. So I'll throw this one out there. You guys be sending stuff in so we can discuss other topics, comments, questions. People can rag on Bravo for being more of a man than us and being out in the woods. But who? Let's start here, because who doesn't like seeing Fauci in an awkward, uncomfortable spot, which is a lot of the time. But there's a lot of places where he goes. I saw him on a clip earlier today. I don't know if it was from today or from whatever, but it was with Ricky Martin on some entertainment award, blah, 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 whatever. They treat him like a celebrity. So a lot of the times he's very comfortable and treated like a hero. Well, this was him getting shredded by Jim Jordan yesterday. Take a look. Can't talk.
Give us your best guess then.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You didn't give us a time. When do you think this is going to... Are we going to be here 2 years from now wearing masks?
No,
Jim Jordan asked Dr. Fauci the same question?
Well, let me end your ranting again.
I'm not ranting.
Yes, you are.
No, here's how it works, Dr. Fauci.
Right.
I get to ask you the questions. You're the highest paid official in the United States government. You've given us your advice on baseball, on dating apps, on cruise ships. You told us zero mask, one mask, two masks, now back to one mask. I'm just asking you, when is it going to end? You can say I'm ranting. I'm actually asking the question that the citizens I get the privilege of representing, and my name actually goes on a ballot. I don't think your name's ever been on a ballot. My name goes on a ballot. The citizens I represent want to know the answer to when they can get their liberties back.
You know,
you can call that ranting. I actually call it standing up for the Constitution, which I take an oath to uphold, Dr. Fauci, every year, every term that I serve in this Congress representing the folks in the 4th District of Ohio. So it is not ranting. It is defending the First Amendment.
Bye, Jerry.
And we'd like an answer, or your best guess, since you got an answer for everything else.
Well,
I love it. Got after him, Jim Jordan did. He's awesome. The man's got, I know I talk about other men's genitalia a lot. We're going to do the UFM underwear spot here soon. It'll just fit in beautifully. But the man's got a set of balls. I love it. He's kind of the Trey Gowdy of now. You know, Trey always would lay into people, just was a total bulldog. And Jim's really kind of taken that over. Yes, and salute to Jim, absolutely, Max Live TV. And Fauci does need this to be done to him every day, as Gubhig says. But Sharon brings up a point here, too. I tweeted about this earlier. You maybe saw it at The Hill and a couple other places. Lots of people losing their mind over it. Ted Cruz said, I'm just not wearing a mask anymore on The Hill. Stop doing it. People are losing their mind. Like, but you can't. You're supposed to. I'm not going to. I'm telling you, folks, those are the best things that you can do to these people who are so struck and just full of panic and fear. To the libs who think that when they say, oh, you're racist, oh, you're this, you're that, that you're going to buckle. You just have to laugh it off. It throws them into a frenzy. Best thing you can do in a car if someone gets mad at you is don't wave, don't flick them off. Everyone does that. You shush them, and then you smile. It makes them so mad. It makes them so mad. Same thing with this stuff. They tell you this. Oh, you're this. Yeah, I guess I am. I guess I am racist. I guess I am a white supremacist. I guess I am all these things because these terms keep changing. I'm not going to wear a mask, but you have to. No, I don't. I'm not going to. But they're like looking through their manual like a telemarketer. What do I say to that response? It's freaking amazing. Paula, I don't know what's up with the hair. We had joked about it the other day. I'm wearing a wig today. I don't know if I will the whole time. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's Booze and Banter Friday. Lord knows what I'll be wearing by the end of this. Blow them a kiss. That's a great one, too. I had a guy. We were driving one of my business partners and I driving down to meet this other guy who turned out to be a total douchebag. But we were driving down to meet him for a meeting. And I shushed this guy. He cut us off. Maybe I cut him off. Whatever. Something happened. It was probably my fault. I shushed the guy. He literally was hanging out the window halfway out, like his torso halfway out, yelling, so red-faced. Thought he was going to have a coronary. And then, of course, I just kept laughing. But call it mean, but whatever. Okay. Hello from Tennessee. Hey, Chris. Good to see you. Good thing it's not a ponytail. Yeah. Look, Don, that's the second one. I assume you mean Hacksaw Jim Duggan. That's the second comment I've got like that. And I really like that. Be glad that I'm wearing a shirt. You know, he'd wear his, just the under trunks. I could have gotten a 2x4. Between CNN getting exposed for the fake source they are and fake Fauci getting thrashed, this was a good week that we needed. Yeah, and there was a video that came out just before. There wasn't a lot of meat on it, but there was a Project Veritas. We're going to talk about them in a little bit here. But Project Veritas, journalist, I promise, I've only had a couple sips, who confronted Brian Stelter in his building and was pretty funny just to see the panic on his face. Hey, Burgess, what's up, man? Thanks, John DeLemmy, joining. So check out John's show, too. But no, it was a good video. It is a great week in that sense. There's a lot of crappy stuff that happened, for sure, Chad. But, you know, it's Booze and Banter Friday. We're having a good time. Pam says I need to be wearing a wife beater tank. Fair enough. Identify as what? A drag dem. Okay. Yeah. Ivanka Vaxthine thought. Emmy Black says, I love. Hold on, sorry, I popped away. I love your usually manly vibe is intact, even with the wig on. Yeah. I am who I am. Glad that you like it. Have to like it. All right, so let's get to this. Let me run this UFM spot real quick, and then we'll get into some Jen Psaki. Man, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control, and some are within. One that you most certainly can control is what's happening south of your border. I am talking about your junk, and UFM underwear for men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFM's do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and move with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's even certain medical applications as well, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch that allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. So support your manhood, treat yourself right. You deserve it. Go to UFMunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Head on over there, UFMunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. All right, bravo. I will try to say dude more because you're right. It probably does fit there. Reminder for those of you just tuning in, just joining, it's Booze and Banter Friday. This is how we finish the week. It's not an actual show. It's not the regular show. We do talk about some stories, but this is a great opportunity for us to just chat, have some time together, send over questions, have a drink together, wrap up the week in a little bit more of a lighthearted way. But I do throw some things out there just to kind of get the conversation going. So I've got two clips of Jen Psaki. The first one here is, you remember, they spun up this whole thing about Russians putting a bounty on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. They loved it. They pushed it, made a big deal of it. Now they're walking it back. This was Jen Psaki on the issue.
Question on the Russia sanctions today. In the statement, the White House noted reports that Russia encouraged Taliban attacks against U.S. and coalition personnel in Afghanistan. The word report seems to leave some ambiguity. Does the White House believe Russia placed bounties on American troops?
Well, I would say first that we felt the reports were enough of a cause of concern that we wanted our intelligence community to look into those reports as a part of this overall assessment. They assessed with low to moderate confidence, as you alluded to, that Russian intelligence officers sought to encourage Taliban attacks against U.S. and coalition personnel in Afghanistan. The reason that they have low to moderate confidence in this judgment is in part because it relies on detainee reporting, and due to the challenging environment, and also due to the challenging operating environment in Afghanistan. So it's challenging to gather this intelligence and this data. I will say that we assess, our intelligence community, I should say, assesses that a general staff main intelligence directorate, GRU, also known as, manage interaction with individuals in Afghan criminal networks. We have high confidence in that assessment, and the involvement of this GRU's unit is consistent with Russia's encouraging attacks against U.S. and coalition personnel in Afghanistan. So while there's low to moderate assessment of these reports, we felt it was important for our intelligence community to look into it. And we, of course, will not stand by and accept the targeting of our personnel by any elements, including a foreign state actor. This information really puts the burden on Russia and the Russian government to explain their engagement here.
All right. So basically what she's saying is we ran with this, not sure what it was, but we pushed it hard. She didn't exactly say that, but they did. Man, did they push that hard. But guys, what she's saying is the GRU is doing GRU type things there. They're working with these people. They're working with those people. Well, no shit. Of course they are. What do you expect them to do? I always am blown away by this. Look, they made this into something that it wasn't. In terms of the actual bounty part, in terms of saying this is an intel report, now they're saying, well, there's not really an intel report, or it's detainee reporting, so it's not that good. Guys, there's plenty of reports that cycle around out there. You like that, Tracy? I was wondering if someone caught that. Got to twirl it a little bit. I don't normally have stuff to play with, so. But there's lots of these weak, maybe this is true, maybe this is not intel reports floating around out there. But they made it into a big deal, and that's what's a big deal about this. But they are somehow surprised all the time that Russia and China and other people interfere with elections. They did it in 2016. What? They did it in 2020 again? What? Yeah, and they did it in 2012, in 2008, in 2004, in 2000. And as long as you've been alive. And guess what? So do we. And they work with bad guys and good guys in Afghanistan and Iraq, everywhere we are. Because you know who they hate and who they want to usurp? Us, America. I can't tell you how many sources I would meet with who had been approached by, and probably were, frankly, working with them too, either Russia or China. They're all over the place doing unsultry things. And the thing is they get to do more than we do because they don't have as many rules to play by. But this whole thing, it's just crazy. Kaylee was a fighter. Super smart, Emmy. You're right. She was, and good for her. Glad she's on outnumbered now. I don't really watch that during the day because I'm too busy. And I don't love Fox News daytime programming, but I'm thrilled for her. She's awesome. I really wish her the best. I really do. Biden's such a great president. He makes me proud of my country again. All right. Hey, you do you. I think he's an embarrassment. And that's just not because I'm a Republican. That's just because he's an idiot. But I welcome you to have that opinion. As long as you love America, you're welcome here. Whatever, man. Tyler James. Oh, no. Working on getting my Class A CDL. I'm definitely going to miss these live streams. Well, there's some changes coming. We're working on some changes. We might even kind of talk about that, see what your thoughts are on it later in the session here. Bravo. I don't even realize when I'm twirling. Bring Bond back, 07. All right, so here's the deal. Let's get into this second one. So that's that. Russia bounty, they're walking it back. Oh, we made a huge deal of it. People were saying it's not true. No, it is true. It's true. There's an intel. Okay, well, maybe it wasn't true. We just were making a big deal about it. But then, I don't know if you saw this. This was on Twitter. Biden's ambassador to the UN. The UN, of course, a worthless organization, should go away. It does nothing. Absolutely nothing. Anyone who tells you otherwise has never worked with them, does not understand their mission, does not understand what they do on a day-to-day basis around the globe. It's terrifying. It's terrifying that they exist and people give them money. But Biden's UN ambassador basically came out and said the other day that the founding fathers and the documents that they created, drafted for this country, were just covered in and full of racist sentiment. Then Emerald from Newsmax asked Jen Psaki about it. Here was the clip.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, talking to a group on Wednesday, said that white supremacy is woven into our founding documents and principles. Now, this statement is getting widely criticized as essentially parroting Chinese Communist Party talking points. So is the president going to remove her from her position as the representative before that body to promote United States values?
Is the president going to remove an African-American woman with decades of experience in the Foreign Service, who's widely respected around the world, from her position as ambassador to the UN? He is not. He is proud to have her in that position. She is not only qualified, he believes she is exactly the right person in that role at this moment in time. I have not seen her comments. I will say that there's no question that there has been a history of institutional racism in this country, and that doesn't require the UN ambassador to confirm that.
So that's essentially the same lecture, though, that the Chinese delegation gave Secretary Blinken in Alaska last month. So does the president think our founding documents are racist?
I would say that I will leave my comments to speak for themselves. And certainly, I think most people recognize the history of systemic racism in our country. She was speaking to that.
All right. First of all, I don't like that dress. Well, you're not supposed to judge women's clothing, but I don't like it. Just not a fan. Blouse, dress, whatever. Look, I'm not even going to really comment on that, because she does, as you said, a couple of you guys have said on the different platforms, playing the race card. She goes there, well, I don't know exactly what she said. Yes, you do. You most certainly do. I don't know exactly what she said, but this country is racist. That's the Cliff Notes version of what just happened there. No. We're not. Stop saying that. For the love of God, how many people do you know that are truly racist, that everyone else in this new definition, on Twitter, on wherever, would actually consider racist? But how many people that you know that truly are, by the actual definition, are racist? And if you know one or more, have you talked to them, and why are you still friends with them? But most of you, the answer is no, because that's just not the problem. That's not what's going on in this country. We have a narrative that that's going on in this country. But it's not. It's really not. The media is racist. KJ, you're right. They push that. And Red, you asked, sorry, I don't have the whole name. Red Stag, KZ, you were asking about the CNN. We did cover the CNN interviews this week. And if you're just joining the program for the first time, as I've told other people, I don't normally wear wigs, and this is Booze and Banter Friday. So it's a low-key, just kind of a fun way to wrap the week and communicate in our little chat room, our community that goes along with the show. But we did. We covered a lot. We're going to play another clip here in just a second, actually. But we talked about it a lot. And CNN looks awful. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. No one's going to see it. The people that need to see it aren't going to see it. We had a troll in the chat room, I don't know, yesterday, the day before. You guys maybe remember more than I do because you guys were chatting with him. But he was like, so what? Change the channel. And he was going off on a bunch of different things. Just change the channel. But that's not the problem. We have changed the channel. I don't watch Brian. I pull clips from the internet, but I don't watch Brian Stelter or Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo. I can't stomach it. I can't do it for more than 5 seconds. I want to punch my own self in the face after 5 seconds. That's not the issue. The issue is not the people who have said, I don't like them, I'm changing the channel. The issue is the people who will not see how they've been manipulated by CNN, how they don't understand that Jeff Zucker is playing a game and they're using the different hosts and anchors there as tools, and The end game is to manipulate and change you and force you into thinking this. And the people who need to see that won't see it because of Twitter, because of Facebook. And again, we're going to talk about that in a second after we play the clip. But it makes me so upset for this country. Not because I want to have my way. I do. I feel like my way is the best way. Clearly, look at my hair. But like, there's people on the other side who literally don't know that CNN's playing them for a fool, that Joe Biden's playing them for a fool, that the government writ large, conservatives included, playing them for a fool, think they're stupid. It's insane. It's ridiculous. So all that to say, yes, Red, we did cover it. We did cover it. We're going to do another clip here in a second. Oh, there's another wrestling reference here from Philip Easy. You look like Mankind, a.k.a. Cactus Jack. Mick Foley. Dude Love, right? Dude Love was another one. He played a lot of characters. I'll take that. I'll take it. I ain't ashamed. All right. Yeah, he was good. Wrestling used to be good. I know not everyone here liked it, but certainly in the 80s, because everything was great in the 80s, but certainly in the 80s, even parts of the 90s, it was good. Bravo Tango Shepherd. Serious Friday question, everyone listen in. Because if you're not on YouTube, you don't see this question. I have a serious question, y'all. If we evolved from kangaroos, would we still need pockets in our pants? I don't know. It's a hell of a question. I don't know the answer to it. The Warrior Drew, remember him. It is more of a mullet wig. I'll give you that. All right, let's do this last read, then we'll play this clip from Project Veritas, talk about that, talk about the censorship that's going on there, and then get into some more questions, comments, all of that. This is Hero Soap, though, guys. Great veteran-owned company. Veterans like Bravo Tango Shepherd. Hero Soap is a veteran-owned company, and they put a huge focus on getting homeless veterans off the street by donating to Operation Finally Home. Their soap is off the chain. It's all natural, made with essential oils, and none of the fragrance and chemicals that have been known to cause health complications. Plus, it's handmade and sourced locally in Arizona, so right here in the USA. Head on over to HeroSoapCompany.com and subscribe for a no-contract, monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door and never run out again. You can save 10% by using promo code Drew. While you're there, guys, check out the Freedom Box. You can get one for yourself, your loved ones, your colleagues, anyone that smells. They've got new body washes, tons of stuff for both men and women. Again, it's HeroSoapCompany.com. Use promo code Drew and let freedom clean. All right, so we keep finishing on Project Veritas. All week we have, literally I think every day this week, because they've dumped out so much content, so many videos. And today's no different. We're going to stick around after this for a couple minutes too, but and there's kind of two parts that we'll discuss with it. But I'll start by showing you our good old friend Charlie Chester, CNN technical director, if he still is, saying how the network basically pushed the Black Lives Matter narrative and or protected the narrative. And again, discussed using, you'll see some repeat clips here, the media as propaganda. Take a listen.
A bunch of black men that have been attacking Asians. What are you doing? Like, we're trying to like help like with the BLM.
Charlie Chester will shock you even more. This time, we see Chester reconciling the truth that actually exists compared to what happens in his own network.
I was trying to do some research on like the Asian hate, like the people are getting attacked or whatever. A bunch of black men that have been attacking Asian. So I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we're trying to like help like with the BLM, and like we're gonna like, I mean, it's individuals, it's not a people, you know. That's not good. The optics of that are not good. These little things like that are enough to set back movements, you know. Because the far left will start to latch on and create a story of like criminalizing an entire people, you know. Just easier headlines that way, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
So you're saying that the far left would label a whole genre of people? I kind of miss your point.
The conservatives, I'm sorry, not the far left. But I've noticed that, like, you'll get headlines that, you know, might lump people together as opposed to focusing on the individual. I mean, that's what Trump ended up doing with, like, the China virus. And that put so much flame on an entire group of people as opposed to, you know, a few careless individuals.
Right, like, right, the actual source, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it normal for the media to, like, so say there's a white shooter, black shooter, which one are we gonna, you know, like?
Yeah, I. For the longest while, like, the story was like, people were like, lapping up that it was like, you know, white guys for like so long. I haven't seen anything about focusing on the color of people's skin that aren't white. They just aren't saying anything. You know what I mean? They're just not. All of a sudden, that story loses a little steam, and they just like leave it be.
Why?
I don't know. I think I it's got to be trends, so what people will latch on to, you know.
You're telling Michelle, you're telling me, or you're saying like how media is the greatest weapon.
Yeah.
Where were you gonna go with that?
I mean, it's just propaganda. Like, it can really. Sorry, my chime just went off.
What do you mean by chime?
Like, you can shape an entire people's perception about anything on how you do it, right? Like,
how do you do that?
Just by, like, forcing a story to help, like, your platform, you know? Like, you can all of a sudden say, like, coal is the future of, like, energy. Well, that could be propaganda because, like, who owns the company might have stake in, like, coal mining. So, like Trump getting blasted all over, like, constant feeds of, like, Twitter and Fox giving him a platform is what fueled that fire, you know?
Is CNN the most trusted name in news?
All right, so it goes on a little bit further. Like Gub said, the guy's saying like a million times. The guy drives me crazy, too. But we got a lot of good content out of him this week. Project Veritas did. So let's give some credit to them. They did a hell of a job. And I want to, you know, go after this question or you know, comment here from There's No Spoon before I forget it and kind of scroll down to some of the other ones. But he said Project Veritas is going to get crushed by propaganda. Every major news organization is headhunting Republicans like Matt Gaetz and right-wing reporters. This is propaganda, not news. Absolutely. It absolutely is. What you're saying, look, I don't know all the specifics with Gaetz, but from what I understand and what I gather, it's largely propaganda. They do not like him. They put a mark on his back a while ago. You've seen that. They've gone after him because he stands up, because he has a pair of balls. Now, look, in the end, if he did something wrong and it's proven, I will say I was wrong. And I will say you were wrong, Matt Gaetz. But I don't think that's the case. You're seeing it with Ron DeSantis now. There's no one with a bigger X on their back than Ron DeSantis. They're trying to tie him to Gaetz. They're trying to tie him to this scandal or that scandal. And that's only going to increase between now and 2024 because this is a man who has led the crap out of Florida. He has led, like, leaders. There aren't leaders like him. They don't grow on trees, and there aren't many that have done the job that he has here lately. Obviously, some have before him, yes. But in terms of the political climate today, Ron DeSantis is doing it better than anyone, and they are terrified of him. So they're going after him. But to your point, Project Veritas is going to get crushed by propaganda. Yes. No one will see that clip that we just showed you or any of the preceding clips that we showed you earlier in the week. Everyone will see the slander, the mudslinging, all of that crap that goes on, whether it's in print, video, you name it, about how awful they are. When really, look, I'm conservative. I'm on their side. I don't know other people out there who are doing journalism like they are. Like real journalism, getting to the bottom of it. Do they have to do some things that people don't like to get the straight facts? Yes. But you know what? They're doing a hell of a job. And if they were on the other side, I would still say they're doing a hell of a job. If they were putting up videos of people at OAN, Newsmax, Fox News, they were putting up people from Blaze, they were putting up people here, whatever, and they were doing it well, I'd be disappointed, I'd be frustrated, I'd call them out. But I'd also be like, they're doing a hell of a job. And I always say that. The Democrats play better than we do. They do better on social media. They do better in marketing. They own all the big money. They own the elite. They own all the tools that they need to get their message across. So they're just pissed off that Project Veritas is calling them out on it, getting it right. But you're absolutely right. All that to say, there is no spoon. I couldn't agree with you more. The amount of hellfire that's coming down on them. And he said, so since that came out, since all that happened, Twitter came out and banned him. Twitter said, you know what? We don't want you sharing the truth about our friends. We don't want other people on Twitter sharing the truth because we don't want our side to know the truth. That's kind of how we play our game, is we don't let our people know what's really going on. We just tell them what's going on, and then they listen to us. So they banned him, permanently suspended, James O'Keefe from Twitter. And the Project Veritas account. That's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. Emmy Black, side point to all this, says all Drew needs is an 80s windbreaker and matching sweatpants with that mullet. 100%. I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to make that happen. He needs to be jailed for false reporting and insisting violence. What'll be interesting to see is if he keeps his job. Maybe it's happened since, you know, we started the show and I didn't hear it, but how you can support someone like that when they actively say it, how you can support anything, you know, again, the last time they hit on CNN, it was Jeff Zucker and the leadership phone calls, teleconference at 9 a.m. But somehow they make it through all this. Their ratings are in the tank. Don't get me wrong. Their ratings have been slashed since Joe Biden took over because enemy number one's gone and people are seeing them for who they are. And there's just, you know, they're not going to talk about all the awful nation-changing stuff that's happening. But, all right, let's get on with some questions here. Let's get on with some questions. I'm going to try and catch up. BM, I'm an Indiana Jones curve kind of a girl. No judgment here. No judgment here. I'm just looking. Just looking. Yeah, Tyler James. Such a shame. We care more about the race of the shooters than the actual victims. I have deep hate for these people. It's hard not to. Look, and we're taught. I mean, if you grew up and were raised right, whether you're in the church or weren't in the church, whether you're a Christian now, not a Christian now, Most people are taught not to hate, not to have that kind of spirit in them, right? Like, let's give people a chance. And I really, even these libs, I just want everyone to love America and realize how good we've got it and then figure out together how to fix it. I understand it's not going to happen. We talk about it every day. But the way that these things happen, you look at Virginia Beach shooting, you look at Boulder, the shooting there, you look at the one that happened was in Texas, right? All of these, off the radar, no big deal. Not a big deal at all because it wasn't a white shooter. It wasn't a conservative. It didn't fit the profile of who they tell their audience all of them are. We showed the image from the federal government showing mugshots of all the mass shooters, which don't believe that term because mass shooter is an ever-evolving term too. But we showed that picture of all of them. They weren't all white. In fact, a lot of them weren't. It was a nice mixed bag, a cornucopia, if you will, of different people. But what they tell you is not true. They tell you what they want you to hear. They tell you what they think is going to help their ratings and what they think is going to help their buddies and their own ideals accomplish creating what they think is going to be some utopia. It's not. It's not a utopia, folks. People don't have amazing hair like this in the socialist country that these people want. Did you hear Save the Last Dance for Me playing in the background of the first clip? That's hilariously appropriate considering that this dweeb went on a 5 dinner dates with the undercover informant that has been publicly outed, probably will get fired and still got no play from the girl. You know, I was thinking about that, Mark. I didn't notice that. That's a great, great pickup. I didn't notice that. But I was thinking about that. Like this guy, like this Charlie Chester character has been on camera so many times. They've shown some repeat clips, yes, but like, there's like clearly some night ones, some morning ones. How Project Veritas gets the work done, whatever. I'm an intel officer. I don't care. You get the job done. Get the information you need. But like, I was wondering, like, did he get some play? Did he not get some play? I don't know. How committed are people there? How committed? Again, no judgment. I'd be curious to know. Hell, maybe I'll go work at Veritas, bring some clandestine intel capabilities over there. I won't wear this wig. All right. It's a hit piece on Matt Gaetz, definitely. They will never back down. You know why they won't back down? Because they keep having success, T. Shouten. You know that. I mean, obviously, you're saying that for that very reason. But they will never back down because they know that so many will go along with it. And they know it's worked this long. And it's working, frankly, better than it ever has before. There's more awake people. There's more... And when I say awake, it's not some conspiracy thing. There's more people that are paying attention to what's happening and saying, oh, CNN doesn't like me. Oh, Democrats don't like me. Oh, Republican politicians don't like me either. They're all in it for themselves. So there are more people paying attention now. But they won't give up because there's so many that go along with it. And there's so many that just aren't even paying attention. They're like, this is great. Everything's awesome. Got a bonus this week at work. My daughter's in a dance recital. I might buy a boat this weekend. What I mean, that's awesome. Good for you on all those things. But do you understand that the country is in a very perilous situation right now? There's so many people who don't even understand that we are in that situation. Arthur, I agree that people who need to see your show don't watch it. I'm 78 years old and have seen racism. And today is not white racism, but BLM racism. Until the white youth understands that what is going on is the left using blacks to gain power and hopefully take away what the white people have worked generations to achieve what we have. Look at the BLM founder buying homes in safe white neighborhoods. Yeah. If anyone's racist right now, it's well, certainly BLM. They're horribly racist, Marxist, terrorist, all of those things. But the media, big tech, so many other people. And again, the term has changed. Like, it really just, it kind of, at first it would offend me when someone say, oh, you're racist. I remember when I was on Blaze, going back to Randy's comment earlier, I was on Blaze and started to get some good notoriety. People would be like, oh, you're a skinhead, you're bald, you're a neo-Nazi, you're racist, you're this, that, and the other. Like, based on appearance? Like, based on what? Because I'm not any of those things. But now it's kind of like... Yeah, I mean, according to what you think that term means, apparently I am. Apparently you are. Everyone here is. Vast majority of the country. But according to what the term actually means, which I know the Democrats struggle with, you know, they call us fascists and Nazis. And then you look up the definition of fascist, not the one on Google that they changed to be conservative. Literally describing what a fascist is, but then adding right-wing or conservative in there. But you look at the definition of what fascism is, and it's what the other side is. It's what the Democrats are. Red, are you going to cover our buddy Joe Pack in the court? We did yesterday. You know, look, this is a big deal. What they put through yesterday, that's just as a recap. If anyone was asleep yesterday, or they did booze and banter too early yesterday, maybe we're out of it. The Democrats put forth a bill on paying reparations, which is categorically absurd. They put forward a bill on banning high-capacity magazines. We'll get to, Tyler, I know you had a question. We'll get to that in a second. They put forward a bill on abolishing the Electoral College, and they put forward something saying they want to pack the court, raise it from 9 to 13 justices, all of which are stupid, several of which are country-altering and damning. I don't think all of them will go through. Lord knows about reparations. Lord knows about the high capacity. Again, Tyler, we'll get back to that in a second. But Pelosi's come out and said she opposed it. You can't trust a thing she says. I mean, was she sober when she said that? Was she not sober? Who's gotten to her in the meantime? So you can't trust anything she says. I don't think that they're going to have the votes to get through the Senate. I hope I'm right. I don't think they do. I could see it potentially, if it actually gets introduced in the House, potentially making it through there. It's going to scare the crap out of people. People are, pucker factor is going to be high. But I don't know that they can get it through the Senate. If it does, none of this matters. Because as I said yesterday, at minimum, the court is politicized, and every, you know, several years, the other party packs it themselves, adds more to take control back over, and it's just a political tool. And lots of nonsense, lots of conflict comes with that. And at worst, the country's over. Republicans never win again, and we either fight or we divorce or both. Which is ultimately the likely outcome no matter what. It's just a matter of when. All right, skipping past some of the comments here just because it's a conversation that you guys are having with each other, which I'm glad that you are. Melody Burns. Good to see Melody Burns on here. You guys need to check out her show if you haven't. Great friend. It's not actually my hair, Melody. You know me well enough to know that I'm bald. My hair days are done. My hair days are done. But it's glad to see you. Booze and banter today. It's Friday. This is not the normal show. Again, for reminder, for those of you joining, like, what the hell did I just stumble into? There's a dude in a wig drinking gin and just kind of talking out of order. It's Friday. This is what we do on Friday. We have a good time. We hang out. We drink together. Some people smoke cigars, drink coffee. Some people do yoga during it. I don't think they do. Maybe there's someone who does. But we just have a good time. T. Shouten still mad at Fox. I think there's good reason to be still mad at Fox, but I think there's good reason to still support them. Look, the problem with boycotting and canceling and all that stuff is good people get caught up in it too, which is unfortunately something that does happen, but Tucker still does a great job there. Like, Tucker's a stud. Bonnie, what's with the hair? I don't know. So we joked about it. Wigs the other day. I've got a bunch of wigs. Since it's a casual Friday, it's booze and banter, I threw one on. We're just rolling with it. It's ugly. It's weird. I know. But I'm wearing pants. So, I mean, at least I've got that going for me. Shorts. All right, Sharon, you've asked this question about 100 times damn near today. So I'm going to answer it to the best of my ability. Sharon has said multiple times, very persistent. I love that about Sharon because I know she wants an answer. I don't know if I have the right answer, but her question is, why is Major League Baseball the only sport with antitrust protection? I had to look that up while doing this show. Multitasking here a lot. But here's what I saw. MLB's antitrust exemption resulted from a 1922 Supreme Court ruling that stated somewhat incredulously that the business of Major League Baseball did not constitute interstate commerce, thus making it exempt from the Sherman Act, which prevents businesses from conspiring with one another in an effort to thwart competition. So it sounds like that's the origin. Obviously, Josh Hawley, Senator Cruz, some others are pushing back on that now, trying to figure out what the hell's up with that. How can we change this? How can we fix this moving forward? That sounds like the best answer I can give you is that is why they are. How it has continued that way is beyond me. I don't know. We'll see if it changes with people pushing back. Certainly a lot of people mad at Major League Baseball. They're going to have a lot of repairing to do after this season, wading into politics. They did last year with Black Lives Matter. They're doing it now with moving the All-Star game out of Georgia. Which even Stacey Abrams, who's the dumbest person on the planet, who I don't understand how anyone follows or likes, but even she walked back and it was like, we shouldn't have moved the game. Russell, good to see you. Hello, Joe Dirt. I mean, Drew. Yeah, a little different look today. A little different look. It's all about communism, indeed. The Democrat Party of today are quiet communists. Don't let them tell you anything else. I had people... I went after Ilhan Omar in a tweet the other night. I don't know what... Last night, I think it was. And you go after Ilhan Omar, you go after AOC, you go after any of the squad members, their posse and their people who follow them are obviously stupid. But they are persistent. They are vile. And man, they come back after you. They come back after you. But I, you know, one of them was pulling out a comment that I had made the other day and was sharing it, saying how more or less the Democrat Party are communists. And if you don't understand that, you're in trouble, and we're all in trouble. Something along those lines. They're like, you know, you're an idiot. You're a third grader. It's like, no, you're an idiot. You're falling for exactly what they're peddling. And you think it's okay. And the funny thing is in the end, this bites you too. All the people who are like, oh, the conservatives are so mad. They're talking about this. They're talking about that. They're going to put on lists. They're going to put on this. This will come back. If you're not like Biden level and above elite, if you're not major network or big tech above, this will come back to bite you in the ass, I promise. You say we're crazy now. You say Drew's stupid for thinking this. The country's not really in conflict. The country doesn't really dislike each other. I had someone in that same thread call me a traitor. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Over 30 deployments. I've probably deployed more than years you are alive. Literally the opposite of that. But okay, I mean, they're just insane. But they don't see it. They don't see it. You don't want me to sing Bravo Tango Shepherd, but Pour Some Sugar on Me, hell of a song. Hell of a song. I kind of want to now. Okay, Tyler James had asked earlier, because this kind of tied into Red Sag's question, is Biden banning high-capacity mags? He'd heard, Tyler was saying how he'd heard something about it, but is it actually happening? He signed executive, or he, the Democrats, he signed executive actions the other day that did not include that. For mags, for going after ARs, for some of that stuff, you're going to need Congress involved. So they've introduced something for high-capacity mags. Whether it goes, whether it's put forward, voted on in the House or not, whether it goes through or not, is all TBD. Again, falls in that category in the House where it's kind of like, okay, I think that this could probably go through in the House. Does it go through in the Senate? I mean, here's the silly thing about that. First of all, it's dumb. First of all, if someone actually knows what they're doing, I can do something with my Glocks or SIGs. I can do something with them that's just as damaging and really damn near as fast as I can with any of my ARs, any of my other rifles, anything. So like, okay, well, you can't have a 30-round mag anymore. Because they see an AR, which they call an assault rifle, which is not a real term, not a real thing, as a weapon of war. Just not. It's just literally not. Just because you've seen a soldier with one does not make it a weapon of war. But they see that and they say, well, these have 30-round mags. Who needs 30 rounds? Okay. All right, shooter, here's the deal. Give me a 10-round mag. Give a bad guy a 10-round mag. By the way, the bad guy is going to still get his hands on whatever he or she wants. But if you know what you're doing, you do a mag chain super fast, boom. You're still inflicting all sorts of damage. All this is it's a slippery slope. They want to take one little thing, get one little victory when it comes to the Second Amendment and gun control. And once they get that, they can say, oh, well, we took that, but now we realize we need to take it all. And eventually everyone's working with flintlocks, bow and arrows. Meanwhile, they've got everything they need. They've got all the tools they need on the other side. Thanks, Pam. I appreciate being called a good man. It's nice to hear that every once in a while. Nice to hear that every once in a while. All right. I got a new assault pen last week. Good for you, Bravo Tango Shepherd. I got a fun little toy this week. I'm not going to say what it is because even though YouTube doesn't let anyone talk to or listen to me, Facebook doesn't let anyone listen to me anymore. I'm sure they'd listen to that. But I got a fun one. Excited about it. I lost it already. It's already gone. It fell in the water. But Russell Warner. Drew, I don't know if you watch Josh Phillip with Crossroads Epic Times, but he explains extraordinarily well how the CCP doctrine infiltrates and corrupts politics around the world. Interesting stuff. So I'm friends with Joshua Phillip. Great guy. I've known him for, I don't know, a decade. Used to always help him on his articles. Not write them. He's smarter than I am. He's a better writer than I am. But he would call for someone who's in national security and in the intel space. And I would help to the extent that I could, of course. But he's a great guy. He's super smart. And specifically when it comes to China, the dude is a genius. He understands so much. So very interesting. Definitely continue to check him out. Obviously, you have. But for other people, Joshua Phillip, he presents things differently than I do. We're very different people. But he's a good friend. He's a great guy. And he knows his stuff. BM, no, Drew, they take our guns so they can send them to Iran. Well, they send a lot of stuff there, that's for damn sure. America last, right? America last. All right, what else we got here? I did Sharon, did Tyler. Randy, you asked way back when. I love that, H. Peary. My guns identify as fly swatters. That's a badass response. I like that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use it three times. Give you credit, then the third time, fourth time, I'm going to say that it was mine. But I love it. That's friggin' awesome. But Randy said earlier, will Mike Lindell's new platform, Frank Speech, succeed? I don't know. I have my concerns. I have my hopes. Here's the deal. I remain very, very cautiously optimistic that it goes well. It was supposed to, for example, if you got went to the URL, the website, and signed up with your mobile phone. You were supposed to have access last night. It's still not working. The big launch is Monday. I'm gonna test this now. The big launch was Monday. Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be open last night. Yeah, it seems like it's still not going. They've changed the home screen a little bit. I have my reservations, all that to say. All that to say, I think that it's really hard to replicate what Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter have done. I think someone will do it. I think Trump has a good shot of doing it because he's got the resources and the people and all of that. And Lindell certainly has thrown millions at Frank's speech. I just hope it wasn't a waste because it's hard. It's not easy. There's a reason that people haven't met in terms of the quality and functionality that those other platforms have. So I think it's going to be tough. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm going to try it. We'll keep you updated on if we go there and how we're thinking. Like I said, so many people suggest things. I'm not saying that's what you were doing there, Randy, but so many people say, oh, you got to go check out this. You got to check out this. We're kind of in a pause of checking everything out. There's some random accounts we have out there we don't really do anything with. As I've been alluding to, there's some changes coming. And part of that hinges on waiting to see what these guys do and how things go with them. And once that happens, please be on the newsletter. Please be sure that you're on drewberkowitz.com and you've signed up for the newsletter because then we're going to say, hey, everything's here. It might all be on the site. Everything's here. It might all be on Trump's thing. It might be a combination still. Lord knows at this point, but we're in the process of figuring all that out. So we'll see. I'm hopeful for him. I think he's a good guy. I think he means well. Nathan, you asked earlier, did you have the wig or have to buy it? I had it. I don't know if that's a bad thing. But I had it. I've got lots of other ones. I got glasses, masks, all sorts of stuff in the dress-up corner. We'll work some different ones in next week. All right. Guys, it's past 4 on the East Coast. We've had a fun day. I hope you've had a fun day wrapping up the week. Spending some time together in our little community. Love our community. Love everything we've got. Love all of you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for the people who showed up for the first time and stuck around and were like, all right, this dude's weird. He's wearing a wig. It's not a formatted show today. All of that and still hung out. We appreciate you. We're glad you're here. Next Monday, we'll be back with regular shows Monday through Thursday. We'll do Booze and Banter again next Friday. Maybe we'll wear a different wig. We'll see. Sorry, Tracy. I've got to. Promise me no dress. I won't wear a dress. I promise that. In the old days, you could dress up and do stuff like that. You can't do that anymore because now people take you seriously and they start asking you out. It's not happening. Sorry, Butch. I'm taken. Happily married to my wife. All right. Baron, don't leave us, damn it. Hey, I'm glad that you guys feel that way. I feel that way too. If there wasn't other stuff that needed to get done. But I really do appreciate you all. Thank you so much for being here today. Thanks for hanging out all week. I know it's crazy out there, but we will get through this. There's some sad stories. There's some great things happening too, though. Let's try and focus on that. Figure out a way through the other. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Be smart. Be free.